You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us now to discuss the lasting impact of the Works Progress Administration close to home in Natchitoches and Shreveport, as well as farther afield, straight across the United States.
During the darkest part of the Depression, Franklin D. Roosevelt and his cabinet created several innovative programs to get people back to work. Many of these efforts were criticized, and portions of some were deemed illegal by the U.S. Supreme Court, but there is no doubt that they worked. Two of the most successful were the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, and the WPA, the Works Progress Administration. The CCC was a type of paramilitary organization aimed at single men who had worked outdoors. They lived in camps with military-style barracks and were like an army whose mission was to build levees and plant trees. Many parishes and counties still have rural roads that bear the name CCC Camp. I consider the WPA absolutely amazing. Led by Harry Hopkins, it was created by executive order in 1935 and given an initial appropriation by Congress of $4.8 billion. Like other programs, it was designed to put people back to work, focusing on specific talents of the participants, which included everything from construction to art. The agency built hundreds of public buildings and enhanced the transportation system with the design and construction of new roads all across the country. Slums were destroyed in urban areas, and the space was set aside for public buildings, like post offices, libraries, and courthouses. One of the best WPA courthouses is the one in Natchitoches, Louisiana. A great example of the artistic contribution of the WPA is the Louisiana State Exhibit Museum in Shreveport with its magnificent murals. Out-of-work artists were hired to paint murals in public buildings like this and in many post offices. Historians and writers were contracted to produce histories of every county in the country, as well as biographies of the greatest figures in each state's history. They also wrote legal histories of every boundary change in every county from its inception through the date the document was produced. These histories are remarkably thorough and remain the hallmarks of how to create this type of research. One unusual project was the identification of every former slave still living in the U.S. Workers interviewed these elderly people about their experiences, recording the information for posterity. In its first year, the WPA employed 3.4 million people, and by the end of the organization's lifespan, some 8.5 million people were engaged in WPA work. When the U.S. entered World War II, demand for goods increased and the industrial complex grew. There was no longer a need for make-work programs, and Congress finally killed it late in 1943. During its 8 years of existence, the WPA spent $11 billion, a small amount by today's standards. But much had been accomplished. The construction or repair of 124,000 bridges, construction of 125,000 public buildings, 8,200 parks, and in preparation for possible war, construction of 853 runways and airports. While the agency had its critics, there is no doubt that the WPA created more good and goodwill than anyone had dreamed. It saved millions of people from destitution and built up communities all across the nation. The WPA was an innovative approach to an almost overwhelming problem that didn't just create history, but recorded it. Clearly, it shows that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters.